Hey friends, this is Josh and Katie Walters.
We've been married for 22 years, have 7 kids, and are on staff at our local church, run a nonprofit out of Togo, West Africa, and have been to hell and back with each other.
We love connecting with couples who want to keep it real, talk about where they are and what they're going through, but who are also committed to growing and getting to a new place.
Like any family, our days are long and the weeks are busy. A good date night can be hard to come by, whether it's a walk around the neighborhood
or a fancy night out. This podcast will tee up a topic each week to help ensure your conversation is building intimacy. Let's jump in.
Each week on the podcast, we'll spend a few minutes introducing a question, let you in on how we've processed it, and invite you to go and do the same. Typically, we'll take a few minutes to set you up with a question for your date night. And in this episode, we want to discuss, what are 3 small details that you love about me?
Where do we start?
Three small details. That's a fun question for a date night. And again, just so we are talking about the rules again, we have not discussed this prior to the podcast. So you're about to real time hear these 3 small details. You want me to go first? Maybe we go 1, 1, 1, 1.
Sure, we can do that. I like that.
Okay. My first small detail is your crinkle eyes.
How about that?
They're my favorite thing. Josh has like eye crinkles or wrinkles, whatever you call them, when he smiles. But they are, as he gets older, like staying all the time.
Well-weathered leather, is that what you're saying?
And I love them. It reminds me of your dad and Joy.
Come on. I like that. I would say the first small detail for me is actually no small detail at all when it comes to the budget. But you've jokingly said it's expensive to be Katie Walters. But I actually really like this is going to sound really weird, your skincare routine.
Because
I feel like I know you just like, you really work hard to take care of yourself. And even if you just set free and let go and never wore one of those gooey leopard gel masks again, or any of those like super awkward things that you'll wear on airplanes and long flights or
hydration
random places.
Is important.
Hydration masks. They're kind of funny. They're kind of cute, but I love that you're doing your best for me to enjoy seeing 70-year-old Katie.
Well, thanks,
as much
babe.
As 40-year-old Katie. It's fun.
I tell a lot of my friends, I think we'll probably all end up the same place, but you know. I'll steward it as best as I can get there. No, our 70s. I think we all end up the same place, but that's sweet. Okay. Yeah. Another detail that I love about you, this may be like TMI, I don't know, but is your strong hands.
Wow. Oh.
Okay. I'm like blushing as I tell you, but they're so strong. And so for massaging, for anything, like, I mean, I just don't know that anyone in the world has as strong hands as you. They're a worker man's hands.
They are working man's hands. You're right.
I really love that detail about you.
All right. Well, we will hurry to wrap this podcast up so we can put those to work. I would say the next thing I would say is, I don't know the best way to phrase this other than imagining a world without you. I think your fun factor is really high. Big gift to our family. And so like, if that's this video, it'll be something silly, or if it's let's have a dance party, or you know, let's go on a walk or a golf cart, you know, there's just like a kind of unexpected, needed, timely fun that I wouldn't prioritize, or as fun as I like to think I am, I wouldn't even think about. And so I feel like your joy bombs bring about fun in just the right ways, whether it's planned months in advance or just an unexpected evening of
thanks, babe.
Stuff.
Well, this is a small detail. I mean, there's a lot of things I could say, but a small detail is your attention to detail that I love. It's so different than me, but I used to, your like eagle eye observation, which I think there was a time where I used to call it critical eye. Just so mean. But your observation and attention to detail is like you see everything, which means you can find things when it's lost. You remember where things are. But you also, you make everything better because you can tweak everything to like see the stuff that I don't even see. So your attention to detail is wonderful. And it is really fascinating how you can have an attention to detail on stuff, but you don't get lost in like the details in a negative way of life. Like even this morning when I was super down, not super down, but down, and you were like, hey, pick your head up. There's all these great things happening. Don't get stuck on like the one small thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's more with like material things and environment stuff, you know, your shoes and, you know.
Be careful.
But I really like it. It's so different than me.
Okay. Well, speaking of details, there's so many directions I could go here with this number three. I was thinking about some pedicure stories of the past other.
You said good
small
things.
Small details. I do think they're good things. So I won't go there just to not touch on those. So I would say, since you mentioned my detail eye, a way that we are really different and I can be critical of, and it be a frustrating point for you, but I actually really like it, is your mentality of never let details ruin a good story. So Katie,
exaggeration.
Yeah, Katie is a like high energy, passionate storyteller. And so if she's coming back from a sale that she was fired up about, it's Anthro, 70% off clearance. I just saw Jesus at Anthro. It was amazing. Like, the skirt was only like $14. It was really $29.95, but it felt like it was so on sale that it felt emotionally like $14. Or she had a big event of some kind. She would come back home and be like, oh, so then we walked in and there was like 200 people there. It was actually more like 67.
That's true.
I will have counted and have like an accurate gauge on the number, but her feeling drives the narrative, which makes a much better story.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've grown a lot in that, because when we were early dating, I mean, I've been consistently wrong, you know? Like our whole dating life, I love to tell a story and exaggerate details, which, you know, comes strong from.
So here's what's fun and silly about this question, is that chances are when you're going out on a date night, you have other things on your mind. It may be something that you love about your spouse. It might be a handful of things that you're frustrated about with your day. But in terms of three small details, they make me think a lot more like nitty gritty than like you're beautiful, you're loving. And there's actually a very long list of seemingly small things that I love about you and that I know all of our listeners love about their spouse. So have fun with this question, whether you end up doing three or 13. I think the value of reminding yourself that there are a lot of things that I love about you, big and small, will ultimately lead you to having a great date night. Come on.
That's right. Have a great date night. Invest in each other. I'm going to pray for all of us. Lord, we love you. I thank you for marriage. I thank you for this covenant that is your idea. Thank you for your covenant with all of us. You are the greatest keeper and counselor and comforter and friend. And there are so many details about us that you love. I just think about the way that you numbered every hair on our head and that you knit us together in our mother's womb, and you adore us. And so, Lord, help us to look at each other like this. Help us to find the details in each other that you've made, and celebrate them and talk about them and bring joy to our relationship as we do that. We thank you for this time. In your name, amen.